Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade, but I'm not afraid. This rover.
Over 500 girls have had sex with you. How do you explain the attraction?
Just look at me.
Crossed over. If I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
All right, who is it?
Oh,
come
man.
On, man. You've had four or five runs at this.
Hello,
Arthur Godfrey?
Yes, that's it.
Arthur Godfrey.
Old guess, people trivia.
I guess Marty something last time.
Marty Allen.
Oh, Marty
Hello
Allen.
There.
And he sounded a little bit like him, yeah. I think.
Maybe my impression makes him sound alike, but they didn't.
Right, no.
That was all Marty Allen was good for, wasn't it?
Hello there.
He had that.
That's about it. He had that Rachel Dennett. What's her name? Rachel
Dolezal.
Dolezal hair.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah. This is a huge announcement day.
Uh-oh.
Get the bulletin.
Get
the bulletin. We have been hounded with requests by loyal, almost cult-like listeners, which we appreciate and love. When's the next trip? Where are you going to be going? When are you going to let us know? Blah, 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 blah. Ladies and gentlemen, I am here to announce that it was finalized at the end of last week with our travel agent extraordinaire, Julie Wilson. We now know where we're going, and we now know where we're going. And get ready, because here comes just the basic information. You can find more, thanks to Peon. When will that be?
I'm in the process of doing
He's
that
in the
right
process
now.
Of uploading it. See, I know terminology.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Jose will be impressed. He'll be in here in a little bit. I'll tell him I know what upload means. He's uploading it to our Facebook page. We are going to Jamaica. You say, you've been to Jamaica four or five times. Yes, that's right. But we've never been to Negril. And my wife, who was a travel agent for 16 years, when she knew a few weeks ago that we were down to going to Jamaica but weren't sure where, she said, well, I hope she's able to work something out with a place in Negril. Negril apparently is it. I mean, if you go to Jamaica and you want to go to the best of the best in terms of parts of Jamaica, you go to Negril. The downside, and I don't think this is much of a downside at all, because we've done this before and it was no big deal. It's about an hour and a half bus ride from the airport to the hotel. Big deal. We've done it before, but now we're doing it where the destination is jaw-dropping. We're going to the Riu Palace. That's R-I-U, Riu Palace Tropical Bay, all-inclusive resort in Negril, Jamaica. January 16th, that's a Saturday. We return the following Saturday, the 23rd. I'm not going to take the whole show or use the whole show to talk about this, but we have lots of people who go every year. And every year we also have people who have been saving and looking forward to their first trip with us. The beach at Negril is 7 miles of talcum powder. If you've ever been to the Dominican Republic, a lot of our listeners that go on these trips with us will remember the Dominican Republic. The number one thing that people said they loved about it, remember this, Dan, was the
yes.
beach.
Oh,
the beach.
Yeah.
What a beach. Well,
it's
I got
that,
news for you.
I like to describe it as that ashtray sand.
Yes.
That sand you see in ashtrays, it's that fine powder.
Yeah. Well, that beach takes a distant backseat to this beach. This beach blows the Dominican beach away. White, white sand and the water. Look, Julie is a travel agent. She's been a travel agent for a long time. She's been on all, I think this is our 16th trip. She said, this is the most beautiful beach and water I have ever seen in my life.
Wow.
Yeah.
And she sent me some pictures, too, that from her recent trip there that I'm going to post alongside the forums
now,
and the flyer.
Again, it's the Riu Palace, R-I-U, if you want to look up their website and look at the hotel. And when you do, they got a weird site. There's a little icon of a camera. And if you click on that camera, it'll bring up about 14 pictures of what the rooms look like inside and restaurants and, you know, things like that. So this is the first time we've mentioned it. Now, I almost don't even like to say, here's the good news, bad news, because there is no bad news here. This will be the first time, and the first trip we've taken, where per person, we crossed over the $2,000 mark. It's $2,359 per person. Why not $360? I don't know, but Julie worked her magic and got a dollar cut off of it. It was going to be $360. She said, no, $359. $2,359 or we're walking. And they caved. So $2,359. But, folks, I got to tell you something. I've been to the Caribbean 35 times in my life. And I've been on vacations, many, many vacations. And the reason, one of the reasons I think that we have, as a family, taken so many vacations is that when I grew up, and I hate it when people go, you know, when I was young, I didn't have anything as a kid. But this is actually true. I was married at 21. At 21, I had never seen the beach. Didn't know what the ocean looked like. Never been on a commercial flight. And I'd pretty much been a prisoner of a hick hillbilly town or two in Tennessee. And then a few years in Fairview Heights, working my guts out with two or three jobs and never going on a vacation. Oh, my goodness. I just got a text from Paul Harvey. He says, I've been there.
Paul Harvey?
Yes.
Hara? Paul guy, Harvey?
What is it? I believe he's passed away.
I think it's
the guy
Hara.
That works here on Friday is Paul Harris.
That guy. Let me read you his text. He just sent me a text. Hang on. I got to unlock. Here we go. He says, I've been there. It is great. The sand is, and I love this word, amazing.
Oh.
You know how I love that word. And he said, so is the chicken shack on the beach. Now, I don't know if the chicken shack is like a prostitute place, like the chicken ranch.
Well, Paul, you know
that chicken ranch. And maybe the chicken shack is.
Maybe a food.
Could be.
Well, and you know Paul.
Yes.
So, I'm kidding. But he said, okay, there you have it, a confirmation for Paul Harvey that the beach is
Harris.
Yeah, what?
He says amazing. I don't like that word. I'm tired of the overuse of it. Thank you, Paul, for that endorsement. So here's the deal. $2,359 per person, double rate, double occupancy. That's 7 nights, round-trip air, transfers to and from the resort. All of our group functions together, and these will be first class at this place, and all taxes. Now, for those of you who have never done this before, I know it's June, all right, almost July. You go, I'm not thinking about that now. Well, you need to think about it now because it's motivation for you to plan, to save, whatever. And, yes, it's 90-something degrees. But let's go back in our minds and our memories to last winter and the winter before. Horrible. Too cold, far too cold. Even for, you know, the Midwest. It's just unseasonably cold, both of the last winters. Run from that. Escape from that, because here's what's going to happen. In about November, December, when it starts falling apart, and you realize we're weeks away from leaving without you, you're going to be very sad. And you're going to, oh, my goodness, I wish I'd done that. Now I wish I'd gone. Don't let us leave you sitting in the sleet and the ice and the snow. Come with us if you can. And I understand not everybody can do this. At $2,359 per person, if I were Donald Trump, I'd pay for everybody. You guys, come on, I'll pay for it all. So let me just read you a little bit about now when you talk to Julie and on the Facebook page, you'll see the flyer and it's all the information is there and how to get a hold of Julie. Is that down here, how to get a hold of Julie? Yes.
Oh, yeah.
The very bottom on the right, Julie Wilson.
Then there's even a registration form, if you want to go, that you can print out and fill out and mail in.
I don't like group activities. These guys that work with me will tell you, I'm not that guy. I don't like cocktail parties. I don't like mingling, getting up in front of people. Hey, everybody, look at me. But I actually have started looking forward to being with these people. They are the nicest people you will ever travel with. And I'm talking about hardcore AM and the PMers, just like you, from Illinois, Missouri, some from out of state. Some listen with an app or online, but you know, the great majority, except for a couple of couples, are from right here in the area. And if you don't know them, you'll get to know them. And after 1 week with these wonderful people, you can't wait till the next year to get together. And I have a horrible memory. I'm embarrassed that I can't remember some of the people's names every year. I hadn't seen them for a year, and I probably should know their name. But I got some memory issues, and they're medical in nature. And I'm not making that up, and I apologize for that. But I look forward to seeing all the regulars and the new people.
It's like a family reunion almost.
It is.
It is. And the other interesting thing, and I'm not sure how it happened, but I would say for the last 6 or 7 years, we've not had one jerk on our trip. Now, the first 5 or 6 trips, somehow or other, we always had that guy you wanted to ship home.
One person. It was like one
there
person.
There was always one.
Yeah.
And then after a few years, we stopped getting those people. So it's fun. It's so much fun. And the other thing you need to know, especially if you're like me, I don't like touristy things. I don't like to be told. Now, don't forget, at 4 o'clock, we got to go tour the ruins of the... And then at 10 o'clock in the morning, we all have to meet and go... No, I'm not doing that. I'm not doing any of that. So on our trips, here's what you do. You do nothing, if that's what you want to do. You sleep. You eat. You go look at the beach. You come back and eat again. You go back and look at the beach. You come back and eat. Get in the pool, go eat, then get in the pool again, go eat, get in the sauna or steam, go eat, go to the spa, go eat, go to bed, get up and go eat. You can do that, or you can wear yourself out ziplining or parasailing or whatever.
Everybody usually gets together in a group and says, hey, you want to do this, do this, do this, so it's usually
group. You'll have 3 couples that all want to go see whatever it is, and then 3 that love to play golf, and then 4 couples that love to zip line. And then you have the people like me, big, fat beach whales that don't want to do anything except just mingle and talk and sit around by the pool and chit-chat, and that's what we do. And I can't stress enough that when we go there, we're all sort of... Nobody's better than anybody else. We have wealthy people. We have people who I know save all year to do this. And when we get on this trip, we're all exactly the same. Would you agree with that? It's like,
yes.
I know there's some people on this trip who have a lot of money, but you would never know it. And you would never know that there are people that, my goodness, this is such a big deal.
Oh, people have found friends for life through these trips.
Joe and Betty and now get together back here in St. Louis.
Yeah.
It's more than just a trip that some radio people and guys on the air go. It's more than that. It's become more than that. It's a terrific thing. And like I said, I wish everybody could go.
It's more than a trip. It's a tradition.
Tradition.
Dan, well said, Dan. Read you what the flyer says, and then we'll move on. 7 miles, that's the beach of white sand, pristine Jamaican beachfront. I love this. All the resorts, how many times have you heard this? Old world charm. Okay, they need to get a new rider. That's been used, I think, with modern convenience. Sports and activities, air conditioning.
What?
Yes, Dan.
Whoa.
And I think it's central air.
Wow.
No window units. Accommodations are junior suites. I think this means that all rooms are junior suites. I believe.
No, I believe somewhere in the flyer it mentions there is a, you can upgrade to an ocean view room.
No, but what I mean is nothing is below a junior suite.
Oh, right. No, exactly. That's the
least of rooms is a junior suite. Free Wi-Fi. Man, I mean, you know what? Thank goodness for that. I can't stand that when they want $12 a day for Wi-Fi.
Yeah, we had that last year, too. We had free Wi-Fi, didn't we?
Yes, it was nice.
flat screen TV, mini bars in the room, liquor dispenser. Here's the other thing. You walk in a room, and there's this dispenser with four giant bottles of liquor in it. Vodka, gin, scotch, bourbon, whatever. And if you wanted to get under it like a cow's udders and drink it dry, you could, and they'd replace it the next day. Now, we don't, that I know, have a lot of alcoholics on our trip, but if you like to drink, oh, man, you're going to be in heaven. If you don't drink, and I barely do, you're still going to be in heaven. Table tennis, volleyball, windsurfing, sailing, kayaking, bodyboarding. Talking my language now. Every evening there is a show, like a stage show for the guests. Sometimes, I can tell you from experience, these guys will agree, they're horrible.
Yeah.
And sometimes they're fantastic. But you go anyway. If it's no good, you get up and leave. If it's great, you stay. You want to dance all night? They have a disco dance place for that. The Pacha Disco is open six nights a week. Entrance and drinks included in the deal. A la carte dining includes fusion. What's fusion? What kind of food is fusion?
Fusion restaurant? I'm confused about that. I've heard it before. Yes, I'm confused about fusion food.
Now, I think we would know. You're the guy that knows all the cooking.
So. Yeah, you're hip. You're a hip
Japanese
cat.
And a grilled steakhouse. A traditional Jamaican jerk barbecue is available six times a week. Assortment of snacks and lunches available. 24-hour room service. How about that?
Yeah. That's pretty cool.
You want to just for the heck of it to test it at 4:30 in the morning, go, yeah, hey, why don't you bring it? They'll do it. It's available. A 24-hour room service menu is available for you to order for room service. Anything on that menu. You can visit the nearby Ryu Negril for breakfast, lunch, and snacks. So we have access to another property. Here are the dress requirements for the buffet restaurant. And thank you. You know that thing Jimmy Fallon does? Thank you.
Yeah.
Here's
thank
mine.
You notes.
Here's mine. Thank you, Ryu Palace, Tropical Bay. For not making people look at a man's hairy underarms at dinner. Because here's the dress code. Shirts with sleeves for the men, it
good.
Says. A la carte restaurants, you have to wear long pants and a collared shirt with sleeves. That's not a lot to ask. It's golf clothing. A T-shirt would fit that requirement of a shirt with sleeves. They just don't want you coming in there with those wife-beater, you know, big... sleeveless thing where you can see the guy's hair.
Or straight from the pool with no shirt on.
Yeah, I don't want to see it.
But that's almost every resort with those restaurants that you make reservations.
Well, but it's not for the buffet, and this one it is. For the buffet, it says you got to have sleeves.
Oh, no, the sleeves.
Even a T-shirt. Yeah. Junior suite, garden view, king or two doubles, balcony or terrace, ceiling fan, satellite TV, phone, minibar, liquor dispenser, room safe, shower, hair dryer. Oh, man, I love a good hair dryer.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
I haven't used a hair dryer in 40 years. No, I'm sorry. That's not true. Longer. I haven't used a hair dryer in 42 years. Let's see here. Boop, 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 boop. Living room area with sofa. Well, you know what that's good for. You know how wives get tired of doing it just in the
bed? Oh, yeah.
They want to move around and do it everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
Iron and ironing board, free Wi-Fi. This is going to be fantastic.
And?
Ranked as one of the top third in the top third of the hotels in the grill with TripAdvisor and all kinds of tremendous ratings when I looked it up.
In the grill, you see the sunset in Jamaica.
Oh, that's a good point. Every night, sunsets on the water.
Yeah.
Because it's on that part of Jamaica, that side of Jamaica, which is one of the reasons people, the goal of a lot of people is to go to the grill because, again.
Yeah, we went there for a day in our last trip to Jamaica.
To Rick's Cafe.
We did the cliff jumping there at the restaurant.
Chicks like sunset on the water.
Oh, yeah.
It gets them going. So that's it. January 16th, we leave. We come back the Saturday, 16th to the 23rd, 2016, which will be here before you know it. I like it because it's just enough after the holidays you've recovered, and now all you're staring at is the boring part of the year, the rest of January, February, and March. Why not break it, put a hole in it, and throw some sunshine in it, and join us in the grill? So there you have it. Facebook.com/AMInThePM. If you want to see this flyer, it's all there. You need a passport. We'll go through all that as time goes by. Julie will help you. She's absolutely tremendous. And as I said, she's done, I think, the very first one, somebody else did the first one. And then after that, it's all been Julie. Yeah. She's with Edelman Travel. And they go without a hitch, and everybody has a good time. And I cannot express to the people who go with us how much I appreciate the way they make this something for me to look forward to. Because I have to tell you, in my time in this business, when I've had to do this stuff, I did not look forward to it for most of the time. And then I finally do. And a lot of that has to do with the people. They know they can talk to me whenever they want to, wherever. Eat with me if you want. You can't bother me. You're not bothering me. And I think they know that. I'm kind of a weird guy. I'm not going to get drunk with you. I'm not going to sit around and just nonstop tell jokes. That's another guy in town who's on the radio who does that. I'm just going to be myself, and you will too, and you'll have a great time. So there you have it. Ryu Palace, Tropical Bay, The Grill, Jamaica. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll do some Burke segment. Jose's coming in after the 4 o'clock news break. Get your tech questions ready. Mark Reardon and Jason Becker. Now, here's a good reason to have a financial planner. You get somebody to give you financial advice. The financial advisor is somebody who sits down and says, you know what? We want to go on these trips every year with the large morning show in the afternoon. Make that part of our. Now, see, that was not necessary. Now, that just put quotations around it. It exaggerated it, emphasized it. And what else would I expect from you? You tell your financial advisor, we like to travel. And then you lay it out there for the next few years. As long as they go. My wife, my husband, and I want to go on these. So there's one part of the financial future. And then you might say, we like the boat. We'd like to be able to always have a boat and afford a boat, keep a boat, maybe a dock space or something. And then, of course, retirement. And we've got two daughters. We may be paying for a wedding or two. Financial planning is not just about being retired. It's about, from here on, your future. And will you be able to do not just the things you want to do, but the things that come up that you need to do that you hadn't counted on. Mark Reardon, Jason Becker, Stifel Nicholas. If you'd like to meet with them, here's the website. Everything you need is there, phone number and all. MarkandJason.com.
Meet me.
Let's get a look at traffic right now. Here's Tim Weiland.
All right, Dan, you've got an accident. Now it's on the ramp from eastbound 72, or from St. Charles Rock Road to eastbound 70, and traffic is getting a little bit backed up there. They've just cleared a crash on eastbound 40 before Highway 270. All lanes are now open, but traffic is jammed pretty solid from 141 up to just east of Mason. We have westbound 70 slowing just a little bit between Zumbel and Cave Springs. It looks like eastbound 270 just a little heavy at Lindbergh, and westbound 44 heavy in that right lane from Guyer down through Highway 270. And this traffic report brought to you by Staples. They have great deals for your business, from laptops, tablets, smartphones, to services like setup and repair, even free recycling of old technology. Make on budget happen. Make up and running happen. Staples, make more happen. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
We know. Yes, we know you've been keeping a space available for that one app you've been waiting for. The one app that other apps have paved the way for. The one app that will make your day. What app is that? The KTRS app, of course. Just go to your app store, search KTRS, download the app, and listen to the Big 550 with crystal clarity wherever you go. And it's absolutely free. The KTRS phone app for your iPhone, iPad, iPod Touch, and most Androids. Get it now and tap the app to get the Big 550, no matter where in the world you are.
For months, you've heard about the latest sales at Granite Busters.
Well, there are other reasons why you should choose Granite Busters for your stone countertops.
Granite Busters has a huge on-site display of slabs.
Over 500 of them.
In just about every color and style imaginable. Most other granite retailers have a few slabs or samples, but make you drive across town to their supplier's warehouse to shop around for the slab you want.
Who wants to do that?
You won't have to at Granite Busters. Granite Busters also offers precision technology. They use a laser templater to capture the exact dimensions of your kitchen. once you pick out your slab. You'll see on a large computer screen how that exact stone pattern will look on your countertops. They even match up the color flow with the shape of your counters. Then they use a laser to precisely cut the slab to your specific measurements. And another machine perfectly cuts the edges, eliminating potential human error and ensures your satisfaction. It's why they guarantee every installation for life. Nobody else does that. Granite Busters, the best deal, and so much more. 1752 Jeffco Boulevard in Arnold. Online at granitebusters.com.
Hey, it's your old friend Steve Cochran with my old friend on the phone. There's a lot of people who listen who think, I can handle this on my own, and they start to maneuver their way through the paperwork, and then they end up getting denied. Do you see folks like that come in and see you at the St. Louis Home Retention Group?
You know what? Honestly, Steve, I would say that at least half of our clients, half of our successful modifications are people who've either gone to a different organization to try to help them with modifications, or they've tried to do it themselves and have been denied. They're moving towards foreclosure. They've given up, and then they come in our office, and guess what happens? As we follow through, we're able to accomplish things that they have not been able to accomplish on their own, nor has their bank been able to help them with. And the reason why, Steve, is because we are the best at what we do, bar none.
Yeah, so look, there's no reason not to make the call, but even if you didn't make the call the first time, make the call now and get it fixed. The St. Louis Home Retention Group, 636-527-5121, stlouishomeretentiongroup.com.
Hi, I'm Florissant Maritime Schneider. Founded in 1786, Florissant is older than St. Louis County, older than Missouri, and even older than the Constitution. We love our beautiful, safe, historic city, just minutes from Lambert, never far from the action. Join us June 24th at our first Wednesday night out in Old Town at the historic Cordy's Frame Shop at 610 Rue St. Francis for art, music, fellowship, and fun. Our annual Fiesta and Florissant Weekend features Hispanic food, music, and crafts at the beautiful Knights of Columbus grounds June 27th and June 28th. Patriotic Florissant will host the North Winds Concert Band at the Egan Center before our fireworks as we celebrate America's 4th of July Independence Day. The ever-popular Saturday night concerts at St. Ferdinand Lake start July 11th with Rockin' Chair Band followed by Ralph Butler's Band July 18th and Bob Cuban's Brass July 25th. We close out July with our popular Wednesday Night Out Ice Cream Social and movie at our famous St. Ferdinand Shrine the 29th. Visit FlorissantMo.com for details on Florissant Fun. See you there.
Homes are selling very quickly in today's market. Kathy Helbig of the Kathy Helbig Group is with us. Kathy, how should buyers prepare when looking for a new home?
Well, align yourself with a knowledgeable agent team like us. Homes are selling quickly and often for above asking price. We network with other agents to find coming soon homes before they even hit the market.
Kathy Helbig, what makes buying or selling experience different with your group?
We have one of the highest selling real estate groups because we have a team of specialists dedicated to a client's individual needs, such as design and staging, marketing, and buying. Buyer specialist.
How are you using technology to help your client?
Our clients can utilize iPad minis that are preloaded with various apps that help make the home buying process smooth and fun.
Great.
It allows for direct communication with our clients, and they have the most up-to-date information right at their fingertips.
That's fantastic. That's Kathy Helbig of the Kathy Helbig Group and co-owner of Keller Williams Realty West Real Estate. She's an expert on KSDK Channel 5, and she's with us weekly on the Big 550 KTRS. Check her out online at KathyHelbigGroup.com or 314-276-SOLD.
The excitement that is sweeping the nation has finally arrived in the Gateway City. St. Louis Football Club, the area's newest professional soccer team, is playing in front of sold-out crowds at the Worldwide Technology Soccer Park. Fans are loving the authentic soccer experience. Tailgating, cheering, chanting, and much more. It's a party you won't want to miss. St. Louis FC takes on the New York Red Bulls on Saturday, June 27th at 7 o'clock. Get your tickets at stlouisfc.com.
This Thursday, June 25th, join Martin Kilcoyne and Randy Naughton as they moderate a roundtable discussion on issues in education, live from Itner Architects. Nationally recognized as a leader in school planning and design, the panel includes Dr. Georgia Costello, president of Southwestern Illinois College, Dr. Randy Dunn, president of Southern Illinois University, and Dr. Elizabeth Strobel, president of Webster University. Don't miss this special Kilcoyne show on the Big 550, streaming live at KTRS.com.
Hey, can you start this over? Do what we did off the air. Now, hang on. The air, Peon will just, because we are perfectionists on this show, and we plan and want everything perfect, so he'll just test to make sure it's going to fire for the song he's going to play.
Right.
So play the one note. And he played that note, and I went day tripping.
Yeah.
Now, there can't be 10 songs that you'd know from one note.
No.
I mean, I don't mean songs that are current pop that I wouldn't know the song, but I mean songs everybody has heard.
Yeah.
There can't be many like that. And I don't know music, but he hit that darn. I went day tripper. Yeah. So maybe one of these days we can find or look up, maybe there's somewhere you can go and they give you like one or two notes, you figure out what song. We've done it before, and it's a lot of fun. Now you can play the music, we do the official bump out. There's a song on my iPod. Here, see if you can find The Night Before by the Beatles. Do you know that song, Dan? The Night Before?
No.
All right, it's on my iPod. Now, the Beatles had, what, 1,000 songs?
Oh, yeah.
Now, turn it up. I love this song.
Oh, I do know this song.
It reminds me of That Thing You Do, you know, that kind of music. Frank is saying, this is on my iPod. I play it all the time. I love it. So just a... We said our
goodbye. Yeah, I know this song. I didn't know this title. Love was in your
eyes. And then a little, here we go. What? All right, that ruined it. Stop it now. That's the part I wanted everybody to hear, and you ruined it. Night Before, the Beatles. I need to talk to you quickly about Ballast Dental Care, and I want to thank Dr. Douglas T. Obi-Wan Kenobi Watanabe, because I know of something that he's doing for somebody that is a very, very charitable and wonderful thing to do, and that's all I can tell you. Doctor, thank you. Because I know about it, and I know the person, and I know what you're doing. I know what you're doing, and it's a really nice thing. Doesn't surprise me, though. I've been going to the dentist there for 42 years. 2 days ago, somebody asked me about Ballast Dental Care, and it was somebody that is very embarrassed, and she's always had a really beautiful smile. And for whatever reason, we'll go into it, she has not been for a long, long time. And she actually said... I'm embarrassed. And she said, do you think that they will see somebody who hasn't been to the dentist for as long as I haven't been? And I said, let me tell you something. They've seen people who haven't been to the dentist 4 times as long as you haven't been to the dentist. I got an email years ago from somebody who went and hadn't been to a dentist in 20 years. And you could tell in the email they were frightened and embarrassed, ashamed. Don't be. Whatever your case is, they've seen far worse. They're not there to shame you or humiliate you or embarrass. They're there to get your teeth and your gums back in shape, back where they ought to be. If the reason you haven't gone is fear, then you'll be going to the right place, because they have turned so many people around, so many people who forever almost had been scared to death to go to the dentist. The fear is gone. Hey, it's not, the thrill is gone. Remember that song? Mm-hmm. The thrill is gone. The fear is gone. Fear is gone. And you write a blues song about that, and it will be gone. And when you go into Ballast Dental Care and you walk in the waiting room and they sign in and they say welcome, in about 3 minutes, you'll feel like you've been a patient there for a long, long time. I don't know what else to tell you. And nobody can make you go. But if you don't like your dentist retired or moved away or whatever, or you just don't even know the name of a dentist, I'll give you the name of a clinic of 3 great dentists. Ballast Dental Care, and they'll be happy to see you. They'd be happy to have you as a new customer, and they're not going to tell you they can't see you until September. The corner of Ballast and Clayton Road. The website is ballastdentalcare.com. Does anybody have anything to say?
I do.
This is Eon the Peon. He's our control board operator. He is the father of 6 months and counting months old Archie Geis, little world traveler.
And his first Father's Day yesterday.
Ooh, that's right.
How'd that go?
That was nice.
Now, if your wife is anything like mine.
What's that?
No, wait, I'm thinking of somebody else. I was saying she cooked.
Oh, breakfast in bed or something?
Yeah, I was thinking somebody else. My wife's never done it. So it's all yours.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
We're taking a road trip in a little under a month. I'm going to drive out to Colorado. My sister has a place out in Colorado. Going to stay there a few days. And then drive back a few days and see a couple landmarks and things like that.
You actually showed me. Peon's got a map. He's already got this traced out. He's got whole trip lined out.
Yeah, it's all plotted on Google Maps. So we're debating on whether or not to rent a car. And so that's been the last week or so I've been price shopping, comparison shopping online and things like that.
Now, you have a car.
We have two cars, yeah. And we both have cars. They both have a little over 100,000 miles on it. So debating on whether we want to throw that many miles on one of those cars or pay it. So I've been doing, you know, with the internet nowadays, it's great. You can go online, and I mean, there are 40 different options of looking around for prices for rental cars and things like that. So I was on one last night, and you put in the number, Dave, you're leaving, where you want to pick up the car, like, and then they give you all the list of, you know, well, here's an economy car, a compact car, mid-size, full-size. They give you all these different options and prices for each. And so, you know, it goes steadily up each day, you know, price per day of each car. You know, economy, of course, is going to be the cheapest, compact, then mid-size, full-size. Then they have luxury, mid-size SUV. And so it's, you know, it goes from cheapest to most expensive. So when I put in the numbers last night, for some reason through this one, and I don't know if I think it was through most of the companies, because this site I was using searched all the different companies, a minivan cost more than to rent a Camaro, a BMW, a Cadillac. You could rent a Cadillac cheaper than a minivan for some reason over that. I couldn't figure it out. For some reason, a minivan on all the sites is one of the most expensive cars you can rent.
I think it is.
They don't carry that many of them?
No. I think people who are going to rent a car for the duration, like you're talking, they know it's probably a family vacation. And they're not going to want a regular car. They probably have a car. So they're going to want a minivan. Therefore, supply and demand, they can get
even
more from
more expensive than a full-size SUV. It was really strange.
That is strange. If it's more expensive than a full-size SUV, that is strange.
Yeah.
But I still think a minivan, if you've ever been in one, is a better family vacation vehicle than an SUV.
That's true. There
easier
are more
in
seats,
and out, sliding door.
Yeah, especially if three or four kids. Yeah. And so our road trip is going to be 10 days, but we're going to leave like 4 in the morning the first day. So you need to get the car the day before, and then we're going to get home late that night. So you need to. So it'll be 12 days you need the car. Guess how much they wanted for this minivan?
Is it 12 days. Unlimited mileage?
Unlimited mileage.
For 12 days.
Yes.
I'm going to say $2,500.
Oh my goodness! No, you're way over. No, it was 13. It was 13 something. But that was one of the most.
Well, hang
expensive.
On. That's a lot of. How many miles? You told me you're going 2,600 miles.
But they're all. I mean, they're all unlimited mileage. They don't know
how
long.
$1,300.
It was. Yeah. It was almost $1,400 for the minivan. But you can get a BMW.
How many days?
It would be 12 essentially.
$100 a day.
Well, no, I mean, you can get, the economy car,
No, but the minivan's going to run you $100 a day. You said $1,300, right?
Yeah, but the BMW was cheaper, and the cat, I mean, I
yeah, but you,
it just
you wouldn't
didn't
enjoy
seem right.
A vacation with a little baby in a BMW.
No, but, I mean, I guess they're trying to hit
Let me
the
ask
family.
You this.
It just seemed
what
weird.
What if I, or whatever, could get you a small RV? Would you think that would be a hoot?
Absolutely. I've already looked into it, but the prices are, I mean.
No. You don't understand how this business works, okay? Here's how this business works. Anytime you get a chance to do something and talk about it to the people, maybe we can get you, I'll make a couple of calls, maybe we can get you a small RV. I mean a manageable.
Right.
Not,
oh,
not
yeah,
a big
no,
35 foot.
Exactly.
With a little bed, be neat, little kitchenette kind of a thing.
I definitely checked into that too. The thing with RVs too, if there's a mileage limit per day, so that would be an issue with especially taking a long trip like this.
Well,
so.
You never know. Maybe there's an RV place that goes, hey, if he'll talk about our RV, and we'll work a deal where you'll talk about it for 3-4 weeks after you get back.
Call in, give some trip reports.
Yeah, but what would you call in and say, hey, I'm calling. And then
from Mount Rushmore.
I'd almost rather hear, you can do that. You'll call in, and it'll be named the Jameson RV Vacation Report. I made that name up. Is there a Jameson RV?
I don't think there is.
But whatever it is, it'll be the official name of your trip reports. And then when you get back, You can tell everybody the RV experience, what you need to know before you rent one, what surprises you didn't realize it, blah, 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 blah. The good, the bad, and the in-between.
is don't they have those, it's like those, they're not, I don't know if they're considered an RV, but it's almost like a van, like a full-size van right. on the front that you drive, and then they've got the stuff in the
like,
back.
It's almost like a camper shell.
Yeah, you don't want that. You don't want, a little RV. Where you can, this is an absolutely true story. A friend of mine recently took an RV trip, and a bunch of guys who went fishing or something. So about 10 guys get an RV or 8 or however many they were. Yeah. And don't ever do what I'm about to tell you they did. Because he told me, cruise control on, down the interstate, one gets out of the seat and the other one gets in. They swapped drivers and never pulled over.
Oh, man.
One held the steering wheel. It's on cruise, and he gets up, and the other guy grabs the wheel and sits down. Now, you can't do that
Something
in a car.
Could happen, right. But
chances are, if it's a straight, open straightaway, there aren't a lot of traffic around, yeah, you can do that.
Most chances, people driving by themselves don't pay as much attention.
We're not
to the
recommending that you do
no.
that, by the way. Well, you never know. Maybe somebody will.
Never know.
FrankOpinion@yahoo.com, because I would like to take the credit for putting the deal together for Peon, because then he would be
facilitator.
Sort of, obligated to me.
That's right. Because one of the sites I've been looking on is Priceline. William Shatner is the negotiator. You could be the facilitator. That's his.
Take care of it. That's my William Shatner impression. Yeah. We have Colleen. Let's call. Let me talk to somebody here before we break. We have a couple minutes here. Let me talk to Bill. Bill, you're the first person we talked to today. How does that make you feel?
Oh, that makes me feel great.
Well, it should. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing good.
What can we do for you, Bill?
Well, I just wanted to agree with you. You were talking about The Night Before, the Beatles song. That's one of my favorites, too.
And it's a song that I guess I'd heard it, but I'm just kind of – it was a day when I had some time. I thought, I'm going to put some new songs on my iPod. So I go to Beatles, and I'm just kind of just spot-checking, and I hit that song, and I thought, I love that song. So
yeah.
Now it's part of my 585 songs. I don't have the 10,000 songs. I don't even know how I would listen that much, but I have – and even with 500-something, you know what I'm talking about, Bill, when I say you actually get tired of your own favorite songs, you play them so much?
Yes.
You just wear them out, and I do that. Anything else, Bill?
Well, I just want to say, actually, I just heard that Paul McCartney just had added that to his live show. He never played it live before, just started in the last maybe 2 months.
The Night Before?
Live. Yes, live show now.
No, I didn't. Well, see, we got good taste. He likes the song.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Thank you, Bill.
Okay, great.
All right, this is Greg. Greg, how are you?
I'm doing fine.
What can we do for you?
I had a little quick story for Peon. We just got back from Yellowstone. We flew to Denver, and when we rented our car there, and initially my wife was going to book a minivan as well, and we had a 10-day trip. It was going to be around $800. She ended up finding an SUV for, it was like a Santa Fe, for $475.
I know.
She kept checking as we got closer to the trip. So book something, but then keep checking the closer you got to the trip. Ours dropped down like 3 days before we left to $280.
Yeah, that's what every one of those sites has last minute deals. Because I guess if they have a car on the lot and they want to get rid of
this, is a trip you're planning. You don't really, that makes me nervous. You have to wait till the last second to rent a vehicle.
But I've heard that's the way to do rental cars.
Because it can also happen that your timing is like everybody else's, and they're all taking vacation, and then you got nothing available.
Exactly. Yeah.
Now you're screwed.
Yeah. It is a gamble.
Yeah. All right, Greg, good suggestion.
All right, thanks.
Thank you. Bye bye. See, our listeners, we watch out for each other. Quick one for Charlie, then we'll take a break. Hello, Charlie. How are you?
Quick one. So a bunch of us took a 7-day trip to Gulf Shores, and a couple guys wanted to rent vehicles. We found the biggest price difference is not doing it online. In fact, we had a family member that worked at one of the places, and their family discount was higher than when we finally just went into a place. We went into the place. We did this 2 times. It was a good 30% less than the family discount we got from our family member, who actually was kind of I don't want to say a big wig, but in the corporate part of the office. So on your way home, before you do it, you ought to stop in. And the one we did is the biggest one here. Walk in there and talk to somebody there. It was amazing, from doing it online to the family member to just going into the place. I mean, because they're stuck with them. Everybody else is renting them. Them people are getting paid on people coming in. So you might want to try that deal.
That's a good. You know what? Here's what's confusing. Anymore, one person says, oh, book it online, it's a lot cheaper. And another person says, oh, no, I just called them direct, it's cheaper. And another one says, I just went in there.
And it's amazing to see the parity in prices from different sites. The same car, and you'll see a $20 a day difference.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense.
Figure out.
But Charlie's got a good idea. Thank you, Charlie. Yeah. Hotels, the worst, man. I have called hotels directly, and they told me I had to call an 800 number. I'm talking to the front desk.
I know.
I'm talking
they can't do
to
reservations
and
through
they can't,
there.
We can't do reservations. And they're at the reservations desk where you check in. And they make me hang up and call an 800. I hate that. Absolutely hate that. All right, a little bit of business, and we'll come back. Jose's going to be with you. Get your tech questions ready. I can't get the 72 inch TV out of my head. My son called me yesterday. He goes, Dad, you get that TV in? I go, nah, I'm fighting it. I'm fighting that TV, that 72 inch TV. So Jose will be happy to answer your tech questions. And American Equity Mortgage will be happy to get you out of your bad credit card debt or any other payments you're making on something where the interest is 6, 7, 8, 10, 14%, whatever. If you're a homeowner, you don't have to do that. You know, homeownership has its perks. And one of them is that the equity in that house is your ticket to tremendous loan rates, ridiculously low loan rates. I don't know how much longer. I really get tired of these commercials that now some of them for 4 years, rates are going to go up any day. They've been saying it for 4 years. They'll go up. I don't think it's going to be tomorrow. But who cares? The point is that right now, there is no better time than now to get out from under bad debt. And you can do it if you're a homeowner. American Equity Mortgage will show you. It's called debt consolidation. Essentially, they pay off your credit card debt. And then you pay them back at a much lower rate, probably rolled into your house payment. So even that ridiculously low interest rate on that loan, that interest is probably tax deductible. It's just the smart, all the way around, a smart thing to do. And of course, if you need a mortgage to buy your first house or your 10th house or whatever, they'll work fast for you regardless of your credit rating, get you the best rate that anybody can. American Equity Mortgage, 314-878-9999.
This is Christine, recruiter for the VA healthcare system. We are seeking full-time RNs for our critical care areas. VA RNs provide high quality and effective care directly to our nation's veterans. The VA offers competitive benefits including pension, 26 vacation days, holidays, health, dental, vision, insurance, and more. Recruitment and retention incentives may be available. Be a part of this winning team. Call Faye Holland at